from his base, from the Kavosh. Now, from the Owl. I'm sorry, you're right. Hanoidim in Maisik Deirin, and Owl from the Owl. Hanoidim in Maisik Deirin, Nasael, and Maisik Eschasa, which means something cooked. As long as it entered the pot. I should read the Bach. Shiny Tayam. He's usher in everything that was made in the pot. Because Yarid Lukdera means it entered the pot. That goes into an ilfus afterwards. So he says, because you usually don't put it in the ofus. But if you do put it in the ofus, the first lush in the rush holds a tusser. Second lush in the rush says, even if you put it into the ofus, it's mutter, because yarid the ofus means it starts in the ofus. Has to be finished in the derim, and that's what people mean with those words. Everything made in the tanner. Pickled means pickled of yerek.
How about something like bricks?
Again, you asked me this question during the week, right?
Yeah.
And we went through grits the middle of the week.
Is it bricks?
Bricks.
We're talking about food now. I have no idea. I don't make bricks in my oven.
My wife never put bricks into my oven.
So you do that when you be
usher
then?
I have no idea. I can't figure out why we're talking about.
Because it's also says usher b'chol hadvarim, right? Nasim b'tanur.
If it's bricks, it's bricks. I don't know. Whatever is made in the tanur.
Bricks.
Fine. So it's bricks. I don't care. I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to do here. Right. Kavish yerek. Kavish means pickled vegetables. Kavish anytime must be called kavushim. Minasholik enosim minasholik shabasser. Sholik anytime must be called shulchim. Look, the Gemara Amalei Rav Acha Beit Rav Avi Lur Vashi. Amad de kavish mai. This sholik mai. That sholik mai. The maliach mai. Heichem mashma. Now we hear the Rosh has two pshatim. Either the shaila is. is it like ha-kovish? Is duh like ha? Or the question is duh kovish like shayni tayam? Meaning, the shayla is, meaning there were two pshatim in the difference between ha-kovish and kovish shayni tayam. Is it because of the hay or is it because of shayni tayam? And either way, the shayla is on duh kovish. If it's the hay, is the dalit like the hay? If it's Shani Tayyim, is Dalad make up like Ani Tayyim? That's the Shaila. Is it like Kavish by itself, or is it like Shani Tayyim? That's the Shaila. Minatli, Eina Asra, Minatli Shabasa, Nivri of Yehuda, Tli Shani Tayyim, Asa Bechal Atzluyim. Minamliach, Eina Asa, Minamliach Shodam, Fesh, Mich Shani Tayyim, Asa Bechal Atzluyim. Dog, Dogim Shani Tayyim. Now again, the Rosh has to pshat him. Either because he said the extra Lashon, that's why it means everything, or because dog means big and dog means small. Salted or not salted, raw or cooked. What?
I wrote the question, dog, dog,
dog.
Is that his name?
Yes. Dog, dog. Mutter betris trufa. Is mutter and a tris trufa is cut up fish, because it means whole fish. Ubitzir is juice with the intestines, and bemuria is pure juice. Hanoidim in a tachna. Tachna means fish mix, for lack of a better word. Is asa betris trufa, because that is included in tachna. Amutla betzir bemurias, because tzir is not a fish mix, it's more juice with the intestines, and murias is pure fish juice. Hanoidim betris trufa.
Fish mix is a different name.
I don't know. Tzaruves mean that dog him truth. We're trying to put ourselves in that time to figure out what the words mean. I trust the rush.
When somebody means fish, he means a whole. Not a chop.
Dog means whole. Tachna means cut up.
And then truth is even more cut up?
No. Tachna is a mixture of different kinds of cut up fish. So therefore, it's aser betris trufa. Right?
Yeah.
But it's still mutter betzir b'morias. And Tristrufa might even be also Betzer B'Morius. That's a Machlokes HaYegayrus. Is Tristrufa Mutter or Asa? The Russian's Gairus Asa, the Rana's Gairus Mutter. Because Trufa includes more. That's what we're saying. Again, this is all language that we're trying to put ourselves into that we can't. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar, I'm a dog, shani toy, masa b'gdaylam, mutter b'gdaylam. Dog, shani toy, masa b'gdaylam, mutter b'gdaylam. Because that's what the words mean. Dog, shani toy, masa b'gdaylam, b'gdaylam. I'm a little bit of a baby. My dog, shani toy, god, who? How do you know dog means bed? This is a yim, man, Hashem, dog, god, the voice, shaynam. I v'chsev. Right, I v'chsev, it's written. By Spanish, you know, Hashem, may have dog, mas b'dog is also big. But when the kasha do mapalta dog got a bottle of dog cut. And my dog has to be your mate, so tana mate, so tana like my zoo. But it says dog in the yard died, only the small fish died. And the dog of mash mcdoyle, mash mctana, but mdor machalosh riyadam. I let him attack the other vino lavash, I'm gonna have a tzichin, my what a tzichin, to buy it, we don't know. I let him in a chol of mutter bekum. Somebody makes an edder for milk, he's mutter bekum, which is. Way. Rabbi Yaisi Iser, Rabbi Yaisi Asers, and the Gemara is going to change the pshat, and the Havamin is around learned, that the residue of something is considered in the word. Abachol, Menakum, Mutter Becholov, Abishol, Menet, Menakavino, Asaba, Bimlucha, Menetrela, Sultan, or not Sultan. Adoyta, Menabasa, Mutter Bereita, which is the scraps, and Bekipa, it's just the gravy. Rabbi Yuda Iser, Rabbi Yuda Asers. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, my husband, and Rabbi Tarfon, Bame, should have smashed him. She holds, when you say bustard, includes nice and tam. I'm a loy chain of dover. Yes, Rabbi Tarfon answered, but Amos, I believe I'm bustard, they'll lie. That's what he said there. So I know him, I'm a dover, I'm a minotaur, yes, but nice and tam, usher, because it was a specific piece of meat. But bustard in general does not include nice and tam. I know him, I'm a yayin, but the potash is yes, but yayin, tam yayin. This is the Rabbanan Chita. I'm a kind of yes, yayin, tash, honey, tayin. But not with a tapshul, yes, with a nice and time, I say, usher. Then it would be usher.
If he was the shani toim, then even the egg would, for sure would be usher, right? If he would have said shani toim.
Well, isn't that the shayla of the Gemara?
No, he said usher.
I tell you what, why don't we wait till Gemara to ask the shayla?
Oh, Gemara.
Let's get my right to a minhu. Min adashim, usher, bashishim. Ashishim are different, certain kinds of bean. What it is exactly, I'm not sure. Right? And Rabbi Yaisi matter. So here is the exact opposite. Right? Rabbi Yaisi said over there that kum is included in milk, and here he says Ashishim is not included in Adashim. And there he says, and Rabbanu say the exact opposite. So this is my light kasha. By milk, it's not a kasha. Markiastri and Markiastri. Rabbanu drab, Asri Rabbanu kar lechal bechal belukuma kuma. Milk and whey were called differently. Rabbi Yaisi lukuma nami lukuma lechal. Now, the shaila is, what happens by Adashim and Ashishim? So again, here's a rush. Offers Tubchatim. That either the city of the Rabbanim, they called Ashishim, the Adashim, and the Rabbi Yaisi city, they didn't. So then it's a very simple, Machloikas go by Lashim Ne'adam, and there's no contradiction. But the second Pshat the rush offers, is Enochinami. The Rabbanim considers the residue of something, Al-Shem Ha'ikar. Except only by milk was it different, because there was clearly that the Rabbanu did not view the whey as a different entity, not as a residue. That's what you have to say. That's the Gemara right. The Tanya, I know him, and I call him Mutter Bekum, and I call Mutter Bekum, and I call Mutter Bekum, and I call Mutter Bekum. In the right of, from right of Mutter Bekipa, right of is, I think, a soup, and Kipa is a gravy. Am I wrong? All right. What does he translate Kipa? Shred? Right, that was right. I'm sorry, my mistake. But I keep a mutter b'right. If I'm a bus, I say a lie. I say buy b'right to a b'kupay. And right when I yai mutter b'tav shes b'daim, I'm yai b'shdaim, and I'm yai b'shdaim, and I'm yai b'shdaim. Okay, because he said that. And right when I love him mutter b'yayin. Somebody makes an edder from grapes, it's mutter white. And I say it's the mutter b'shemen. It doesn't include that. I'm a kain him say it's the love melu sheni tayim. I say b'hem u b'yayitze b'hem. Boi rami b'chama. Eilu davka, a sheni tayim davka. Is Elu Davka or any time Davka? Right? That's the Shaila. Now, the reason it's not like Zeh, the reason the Mishnah said Zeh, the case of Zeh, right? That's because over here, the question is, over there, it's nice and top. Here, it's something that's not nice and top. It's in it. So does that is which is the one that includes what's in it? Meaning, which one would include the oil and the wine? Is it Elu or Sheni Toyim? He's talking about Elu Davka Sheni Toyim Lomali. So why did it say Sheni Toyim? A Kamash one Davka Davka Sheni Toyim. Yam Elu Mitzri Loi Loi. Only if he said Elu is a Mitzri, not if he didn't. Right? And the same thing is true the opposite way. Sheni Toyim is Davka. Even if he said Elu, you need Sheni Toyim. I'm a Rebbe Tashema. Kaidim Paris Elu Loi. Kaidim Hei Mapi. Asa Behem Bichlufayim Ubigdulayim. He's also even in the exchange of what grows. Now, there's clear that Elu includes Chilufei Mugdulayim, but it doesn't say Yaitzebem. And the Havamina, we think, the Yaitzebem would be a bigger Kiddush, because it's not a change of it, so it's not viewed as the same thing, and it's not Gidulayim, which has part of it. Habi Yaitzebem Mutter. Now, the Gemara, why didn't Avila be Yaitzebem Mutter? No. Chalipin is a bigger Kiddush, that even though it has no Shaychus at all, it's just an exchange, it's considered like Gidulim. That's a bigger Kiddush than Yaitzeh Mehem. So therefore, you can't make the Diyak. We want to tell you the bigger Kiddush. Tashema, Shein Yaitzeh Shein Yitzayim Mutter B'Kulufayim Mugdaleyim. Right? Ha Yaitzeh Mehem, Aser. Because it didn't say Yaitzeh Mehem is Mutter. That the Gemara, that's not a Kasha, because I really know it's a Beresh Yaitzeh Mehem, I know it's a Nami B'Sefer Yaitzeh Mehem. Didn't want to say it in the Reish, so didn't say it in the Sefer. Tashema, Amar, Yudah, Maisa, Osa, Lai, Retire, Fin, Beim, Shinnis, Bash, Lima. So it's clear that Zeh Asher's nice and tam. They said the word Zeh. So Zeh Asher's nice and tam. Elu is the same as Zeh. It's only Asher and Buster. Not Asher but nice and tam. That's what he said. Buster means only Buster, not keeper, not right of, not nice and tam. Only when you say Zeh. That's what the Mishnah said. So Elu like him a bailan the Dafka. We want to know is Basar Shani Tayim the same as that or Elu. Tashima dog Shani Tayim, Asabem Dun Ming Tanim, Bin Chai Bim Bushalam, Umutu Tris Betrufa Ubitsir. And he said Shani Tayim is a raya that it does not include Yitzimahem. I'm a rubber no raya kvar Yatsimahem. He's Mutter and the Tris Trufa that left it already. But Eno Kinami, the one to come out later, is nice and tam, might be Usar. So we don't know. End of the day, we don't know. Dr. Mishnah. Hanoidim and Atamarim, Mutter Bishvash Tamarim. Somebody makes a netter from dates. He's Mutter in the honey of dates. It's not included. Mr. Bunnius, from the winter grapes, which don't come off and they never produce wine, Mutter Bechaim and Mr. Bunnius. The Buddha Ben Beseirai, Merkosh Hashem Toldosik or Kuriolov, if it's called by where it came from, and again, the Gemara is going to explain the three opinions. Why are the Chachamim different than the Tanakama? Right. Mishloim Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's called Chaimetz Tzvanias. So when you say Tzvanias, it includes Chaimetz. But the Rabbanan are saying the same as the Tanakama. That the Gemara in Kabanai had the time. Klaus Amar Reb Shimon Elazar. Kol Shadarkai Leyacho. Anything that's normal to be eaten, v'derech hayaitzim b'menu lachu, can go on tomorrow with dvash tomorrow. Another by, if you made a netter in it, right? Another by, I have to find where this, the rush over here is, like the other places. Another by, if you make a netter in it, aser b'yaitzim, it's a shy lad of b'gayrus, aser b'yaitzim b'menu, now, the Groz Gairis Mutter. The Rush doesn't discuss this. Doesn't bring this down. So I don't know how he's Gairis. The Ran, is Gairis Usher. The Rad is Gairis Usher, and he says, right, that the Tanakama argues, our Mishnah argues on this Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who says, if you notice Minat Tomorrow, we say Mutra B'Dvash Tomorrow, Rav Shimon ben Elazar would say Asa B'Dvash Tomorrow. And he says, if you answer yourself in Dvash Tamarim, you're also usher in Tamarim. And the Tanna Kamma would disagree with that as well. That's how the Ran is Gairis. The Gra brings the Girsa Mutter, which would jive, which would fit with our Mishnah. Kosha ain't dark alecho, but they have yaitzim menalecho. Neither by ain't usher alebi yaitzim menal. And that's a Kiddush. That anything that's not normal to eat, and you eat the thing, so there, right, there, the Rav Shimon Elazar says, you're usher in the thing that comes out, and you're mutter in the thing, right? And the Tanna Kamma says, no, you're mutter in the honey, and you're mutter in the vinegar, and you're usher in the thing. And the Rabbanan say that they hold that you're mutter in both, meaning the Rabbanan are saying, the Chachamim are saying, right, the Chachamim are saying, they say, right, Tanna Kamma says, Munastranias, you're mutter in the Chaymas, but you're usher in the Stavanias. And the Chachamim are being matter the Stavanias. They're saying, if you know them in Astavanias, since the Stavanias are not normal to eat, right, so they say, right. So they say, I'm trying to say the how the maskala would be. Rabbana would say, they're saying matirin in the Stavanias. Right. But it seems like the chaymet would be us, or like the Shemben Alaza. Right. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Right. Apple cider. Because that's not how people call it. It's a different kind of Cretan or hops. What is Cretan? Leeks?
Leeks.
Now Yerek Mutabi Rukas has Sada, Shushem Levi. People don't call it Yerek, they call it Yerek Sada. Tanya Redman Hashemin Beit Yisroel, Mutter Mishemin Shumshemin. Because that's not how people refer to it in Eretz Yisroel. They call it sesame seed. They don't say oil. V'asa Mishemin Zayas. V'bavel Asa Mishemin Shumshemin. V'mutter Mishemin Zayas. V'alkim Shemistapki Mizeh Mizeh. Asa Mizeh Mizeh. V'etlam Chita. What's the Chiddush? V'chita the Ruben Mechad Mistapkin. But there is a good minority that use the other. That's how people call normal vegetables. Which are wild vegetables. It's usher in the wild vegetables because that's the vegetables people eat. Because there are none, or the ones that are not the ones that he thinks about. Again, we asked this kash in the middle of the week, why isn't it tzvichin? And we said, it might go like the man, the amen, it's a tzvichin, it's mutter. It's a makhoikos tanoim, but the tzvichin was mutter.
And later from it, so
then... He didn't, because that's not what he means. He said yarek. Oh. In Shemitah, yarek doesn't mean yarekos hagina. If he said yarekos hagina, it would be us, sir. It's only in a place where they don't import. Where they do import, usher. You don't bring in yarek, you don't import. My time in the Chazal made an isser on the clumps of dirt of chutz laretz, and the shaila is when the vegetables come, are they clean or not? One was geyser because we're afraid they're not clean, so you're bringing tumma to Eretz Yisrael, so no importing of vegetables, and one was not geyser. Dr. Mishnah, Menach Kruv, Asa Bisparagus, Menach Sparagus, Mutter Bekruv, it's a certain type of carriage. Menach Greason, Asa Begreason, Asa Bemikvah, which is a dip which has greason in it, Rabbi Yaisi Matur. Menach Mikvah, Mutter Begreason, because he only means the mikvah, and he doesn't mean the greason in it by itself. Menach Mikvah, Asa Beshum, because that is the main ingredient of this mikvah.
What's mikvah again?
It's a gravy, I think.
Grits.
Again? Grits. Grits is a... Well, he says grits, I said beans.
The porridge, right?
Porridge. Didn't call it porridge? No, porridge. I forgot what he called it. Porridge. Porridge, right. So again, chita refers to bread, and chitin refers to other things made out chewing. I'm sorry, yeah, chewing wheat. Again, one word means raw, and one word means cooked, because gris is talking about units, and grisin means many, because you chew many, and you eat, when you cook it or bake it, it's one. That's why chita is pas, one unit. Chitin is the kernels. You don't chew one kernel, you chew a bunch of kernels. Therefore, it's included in chitin. Same is true in gris and grisin. It's not a machlokes, the Rosh says. He's explaining the Tanakhama. It's usa to bake, it's usa to jump. Chitin shani tayim, usa lokos, and muta lefos. Chitin shani tayim, usa be lokos, be lefos, it's usa whether to chew or to bake. Gris shani tayim, usa levashul, muta lokos. Grisin shani tayim, usa lokos, and muta levashul. Because again, grisin is talking about many. It's not cooked as one unit. Baked is one unit. Again, this is language. This can change as soon as everything else changes. I don't know if I mentioned this today. Who was just Niftara two Tuesdays ago, Chaval of Tevis, made a learning be a Chosra Neshama sponsored by family and friends.
So when you say a singular, it means like a dish made out of that?
Correct. In that language.
So if you say plural, that singular is mutter.
Correct. Correct. That's what it says. An item in Ayarek, mutter bedeluin. Somebody makes a netter from vegetables. Gourds are not included in vegetables. The Bekiva, so he says it is included in vegetables. Amalei Bekiva, I prove to you that it's not. For Emma Adam Lishlucha Kachli Yarek, you send out a messenger to buy you vegetables. For Emma Lematasel Deluin. Comes back and says, I found gourds. If it were vegetables, he would buy it. Amalem kein adavar. It's exactly true. And that's my proof. Hashem, I'm alem lemetasel lekitnis. Did you come back and say, I found beans? No, because gourds is obviously the greater vegetable thing. It's not vegetable, but it's close enough to be asked about. And therefore, it's included in the word. Right? El shadluim b'chal yarek. Lekitnis ain't a b'chal yarek. When the pulam mitzvi grows and it's still soft, it's considered a yerek. It changes into a dagon, according to a mayor, when it dries out. And this was the shaila we mentioned. If somebody is neidim in a pulam mitzvi, when it's lach, and then it turns yavesh, what happens? Meaning, this pulam mitzvi was usher, and now turned it to new something else. So the Rush brings two. I think we learned that the Rush brings two opinions.
Is there any eager usage of a
pulamitri? I have no idea.
I'm going to say that's not the meaning here. It's yet eat lock and it's eaten yogurt.
Correct.
All right.
But you said who was the one? Shalvi, who was it?
The Rambam said it only grows in Egypt. That's why it's called pulamitri. Hanayim and Ayarek. Bamin Yarek Nadar. Why is the lewin included? Yarek means raw vegetables. I'm ruled by my yerek and kadera alive. Vegetables of a pot. Maybe it means pickled. That's more shkiyak to be in a pot than cook. Rarely do they cook vegetables. So what's the machloikas? See the Rabban and Rabbi Kiva. Rabban and Sabri call most of the Tarek Shlichalim Bukhala Lav Minehu. Anything you have to ask about is not included. Anything you ask about is included. I'm Rabbi Meider Rabbi Kiva than Yamalkus, Shayna Loika. Rabbi Kiva is Meider than Yamalkus, then he doesn't get Malkus. Because he's Mesupik.
Chokhe.
What? Right, similar to Chokhe, correct. So that's awesome. Hashliach Sajah Shlichusa Balabai Small. Again, we hold Ainshliach Lidvai Avera, Me'ilah is an exception. Loyasa Shlichusai. Shliach Mo, even though he's a total psychic. He didn't know it was Hegdish. He didn't never knew it was Hegdish. All he did is the guy asked him to do something. He did it wrong. But he's blamed for Hegdish, meaning Meshagig, he has to bring a carb Mila. Mount Hanab, Rav Chisda Masnitzit Bula and Tribbe Kiva. Because according to Tribbe Kiva, if he takes the following Mishnah, okay, said Amalit 10 Basar, Lahar Kabin Aslan Kaveh, give meat, he gave them liver, 10 Kabin Aslan Basar, Hashliach Mo, because he didn't do the agency. He would come back and say, I didn't find meat, I found liver. So limo, which we spoke at is a kasha here, because Rabbi Kiva was mesupik. Why would he send the person with a carbon mila? So the Ran says there are different stages of how close they are. Liver is closer to meat than gluin is to Yerek. By nether, it's a word, what the word means. Here, it's a question, did he do it? You don't do it. It's not called doing it if you didn't ask. If Mishmaita come to Rav, I'm going to learn Shabra Rav Nachman is right. Rabbi is right. Man Tana, the Polygalaj of Akiva, Rav Shimon Gamlielu. Who argues and says that something you ask about is not included? We add it as a Tanakama. Can we give the Tanakama a name? Yes, it's Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya. Hanoidim and Abbasar Asa Bechomine Basar. Basar Bereish, Miragolim, Reglayim, head and feet, kana, trachea, covet, liver, lave, ifas. Now, it's clear here, it includes kana, covet, lave, these are things you ask about. Ifas. Because you have to ask about it. So here's the Tana that says things you ask about are not included. Intestines aren't meat. Whoever eats it is not human. In fact, the Gemara claim, what does that mean? The Gemara translates it. If you have a chance to buy meat and you buy these things at the same price, you're not normal. What's the difference between chicken and dog and mami of the shlichus of mimlech alei? You come back and say, I didn't find meat. The ilay mashka bistra mimlech alei d'amar, ilay mashka d'amar. And the gemara d'amar, ilay mashka d'amar, I see dog him. You come back and ask, for literal. Rabbi got shahek is dumb. He just let blood. Lo yachol dog him. Doesn't eat fish. Bird meat is not good if you let blood too. Namish mul, the mesukhar v'achol bistra, the tifra, tafra. Anybody that let blood and eats bird meat, parakli b'katafra. His heart flies like a tafra, meaning, I translate it like those who say, his beak begins, he has aphib. V'tanya, ein makizim le'al dogim le'al leifis v'na basa maliach. You don't eat those things after you let blood. Tanya hekis damo yechol le'cholim le'gvina le'beim. No milk, no cheese, no eggs, no shakhlaim, no cress, but le'al leifis le'al basa maliach. Now the Gemara shayin, the leifis le'al shayin, Shlika, if you cook it, you can eat it. Therefore, he would come back and eat and ask. But Enochinami, a regular guy that asked by Asher's Busser and didn't let blood that day, includes fish. Bayamar, and the cave in Lehena. Talking about my guy had an eyeache. He's not sick, didn't let blood, he had an eyeache. The dug him cautiously in eye. Fish is bad for the eye. Fish is good for the eyes. Dabashmul, Snun Samagayan. Fish is a Nuna fish, Samalainayim, is a refua to eyes. Hahu b'sayf ukhla, that's at the end of the illness, it helps finish it off. But before the end of the illness, fish is bad for the eyes. Hanayim in Adagan asa b'pula mitri yavish, divir ameyah. Lachamimayim amein asa b'chamech shesaminim. He's only answered the five types of grain. Ameyahim anayim in Atuain asa b'chamech shesaminim, which Rabbanan agreed to. Hanayim in Adagan asa b'chayel, anything that's piled up. Mutum beparisil and beyerek, because they are not piled up. Correct the Gemara, remember the dugum called to be dugum ashma? Does dugum mean anything piled up? Masi Rav Yosef. Look at Praitza Dover, it says when it spread, Chistius Takana, to bring everything to the base of Migdash, and to take Meister from Paris and Yerek. Here we have an Israel, Rachel's dugum theories for Yitzhar. The whole Tua Sada, Meister Hakoyal arrived. Right? Now the now he I'm a dagan called him a dagan mashma, so that's included in the word dagan. So my complaint had a hirbu. What was added with the hirbu? What was added? What more than dagan tirish yitzar? Meaning, what's it adding at the end when it says kol tru asada? That's how the Rosh learns the kasha. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Elasuya Peres Yilu V'Yarek. That's included the kol tru asada. Don't think that Rabban and argue. They also agree to that. I would think Tua means everything. So therefore it's saying, Mashmalon, the law, Mashmal, Komili. Everybody agrees Tua is only the five types of grain. But Rabbi Yitzchak, the Kipraita Dava here with Bnei Yisrael, it says Dagan, right? And then it says Tua Sada. And then it says Tua Sada, right? Mashma, that Tua Sada is including, and we said it's including Paris and Yerek. Because Dagan already went to five minim. But if Tua only means the five minim, so what is it including? Zakta Gemara, Amarava, Tua Luchon, Tua Sada Luchon. There's a difference between Tua and Tua Sada. By Mashmul, Pocket the Listen, they should give Litna Tresa Alf, and Zuzi Larava. 13,000 zuz to Rava. Min alauta din har panya, from the alauta that's around the river panya. Shokha Rava l'kam in Rav Yitzhak, alauta eichem ikri. What is alauta? Am Rav Yitzhak masnitzini. Shav menayim and atuwa shayin asa mechamecha saminim. And alauta is tua. That's the translation of tua. Am Rabbi mit ami tua l'mashma mechamecha saminim. Alauta kol mili mashma. Alauta means everything. Adru l'kam in Rava. Anything, well, the bottom line, it's going to be anything that becomes profitable.
Not even something growing.
That's right, because we're going to see it in a second. Hadu l'kamei d'rava, amaloha l'kamei d'alta kol mili mashma. Hadu d'ibayli, that was my shayla. Schar batim, schar svinas mai. How about houses and boats, the rent? Mi aminam p'kimin the paksa, they do deteriorate. You don't recognize the deterioration. It's a slow process. If he knew this, why did he ask us? Rabbi Yitzchak got upset. Rabbi heard and came to him, Erev Yom Kippur. He found a servant that was pouring a cup of wine. Give it to me, I should mix it. Gave it to the chamazik. He mixed the chamra. He mixed the case of wine. He goes, "Shasi, amadei miskadami lemiskad Rabbi Beis Rav Yosef Machama." This is Rabbi's mixture. Amalei who knew? Yes, it was him. Amalei letesev akayak did not relax. Adamali perucha daidei milsa. My dechsev it says in the pasuk written by Batana Matan Nachli and Machli Obamas. Amalei kivish shad the voice of Hashem is kamidba shumuf kalakoy and teaches story to everybody. Tarin nitin loy b'matana. Shenem midba matana. His inheritance becomes, he becomes close to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Shnei matana nachliyo. Kibush nachli keil. Eilu ledula. Shnei nachli Obama. He gets high. The biyatz makodesh brochem mashbila. Shnei min bomas hagai. Loyayin osho shaken ice in the karka. Gets pushed into the ground. Shnei nishkafa, which is the lashon of pushing of nei ayishimon. Imchayzabai. He changes if he does tshuva. Hakodesh brochem makbiyai. That Kodesh Baruch Hu picks him up. Shenemar, Kogei, Yidasei, all low people will be elevated. Mention him tomorrow morning, 6:00.